Yo, what's going on, guys? Welcome to Front Page Tech, a show that gives you all the latest tech news from one geek, that's me, to another, that is you. It is Friday, which means it is the day. Go ahead and leave your questions, your comments in the comment section below. If you would like to be featured on the next FPT podcast, as we do every single week, you can ask a question down in the comment section below of the Friday show. And then when we record it on Monday live, we'll answer your questions and you can be featured in the show. So if you have a question, if you want to be featured on the thing, leave your thing down in the thing box. Okay, news. First story of the day. There is a Microsoft event. It is official. It's going to happen on October 26th. Today, Microsoft started sending out invites as emails. The event's going to be in New York City. We could probably expect like Xbox stuff, Surface stuff, and of course, as always, Windows 10 stuffs. If you remember, last year's Microsoft event was pretty massive. They announced a lot of stuffy stuffs. This year, not so much. Yes, we're going to get hardware, some Surface-branded stuff, some Surface-related stuff, Windows stuff, but it's not going to be like last year. Either way, I'm pretty excited to see what Microsoft has to offer. What do you guys think? Are you pumped? Are you f***ing pumped for the Microsoft event? Let me know in the comment section below. We've talked about the rumors multiple times before on this show about how Amazon is currently working on their own on-demand music streaming service to compete with something like Spotify or Apple Music, that sort of thing. That is reportedly coming in like early 2017, but it seems like in the next couple weeks we might be getting something from them either way, but in the form of Echo. So as long as you have an Echo and as long as you have $5 a month, you can pay and get a music streaming service from Amazon for your Echo. So essentially, it's the same service that we're going to get in early 2017, but that one will cost you $10 a month. And obviously, any playback will only be able to happen on your Echo. Still cool. I'm very curious if any of you out there have an Echo. Is this something that you're going to be investing in, the $5 a month thing? From what I can see, Amazon is kicking a lot of ass recently, so I would do it, but I don't have an Echo. I didn't buy one. I don't want it, really. Obviously, earlier in the week, we got to officially see Google's two brand new phones, Pixel and Pixel XL. I say officially because we've been showing you those phones for like the past, I don't know, month on this show. Now, when it comes to the actual release of these phones, Google is working exclusively with Verizon to carry this phone. So yes, you'll be able to buy it in the Google Play Store and that'll be unlocked. You'll be able to get it through Project Fi as well. But when it comes to the four major carriers in the US, the only one that is going to carry that phone as of right now is Verizon. And if you buy your phone through Verizon, man, do I have some bad news for you. Google has officially confirmed that when it comes to software updates, both on Pixel and Pixel XL, if you bought your phone through Verizon, Verizon will be the ones handling those updates. Now, this actually does not include security updates. So no matter who you buy your phone from, Google or Verizon, you're always going to get security updates directly from Google. Bingo, cool, done. Also, of course, if you buy the unlocked version of the phone directly from Google, you're also good to go. You're going to get those software updates directly from Google, just as we've been used to with the Nexus devices. Always ahead of everyone else, always up to date, always those updates directly from Google. That's awesome. That's what I loved about the Nexus line. But if you buy your phone from Verizon, which is going to happen as they are the exclusive carrier, and I'm assuming this will allow you to get that phone cheaper. You won't have to buy it unlocked just at full price. A lot of people are going to be doing this. It's very, very disappointing that this is going to be a thing now. That's one of Android's biggest issues is fragmentation. And the biggest reason we have fragmentation in the Android line is because carriers are mostly in charge of those software updates. So you're going to get them later. That's just how it works. So it's very disappointing that Google made some sort of deal with Verizon because I'm sure it was kind of hard to get this phone with those carriers, with the four major carriers. So they had to make some exclusive deal with Verizon to go ahead and sell those phones and help Google sell those phones. Obviously, this is going to help. But it's just very disappointing that a clause that Google agreed to was the fact that Verizon would handle these software updates. That just instantly means that if you buy that phone from Verizon, you're gonna get the updates slower than the guys that bought it from Google. And that's disappointing. That's really, really disappointing that Google made that deal with Verizon. We all know that right now, Samsung just isn't doing too hot. This whole Note 7 thing is a huge loss for them and trust from their customers and also money. They've lost a lot of money from this, and now they're going to lose even more. A court has reinstated that now Samsung does in fact owe Apple $120 million for infringing on two patents. This, of course, is number one, Apple's Slide 2 Unlock patent, which I don't even think they use anymore. And then, of course, the Quick Links patent. Now, this has been back and forth for a while. It's been overturned, it's been reinstated, and this is one of those times now where it has been officially reinstated. Samsung has to pay Apple $120 million, and on top of everything else that's going on, not great for Samsung. Okay, well, speaking of Samsung, speaking of the Note 7, just when we think that it can't get any worse for the Note 7 issue with Samsung, it's now at peak level of terribleness. So earlier today, Sprint first made the decision, and now every single carrier in the U.S. has agreed to do it. That's all four major carriers have now agreed to exchange or allow you to exchange your Note 7 for any other phone. And I'm talking about replacement Note 7. So yes, there was a thing that you've been able to do where you can actually exchange your Note 7, your defective Note 7, for a new replacement Note 7, or if you wanted to, you could try to get another phone at equal value. Now they're just flat out doing it for even the replacement Note 7s, which is extremely sad for Samsung. I mean, they had the recall, they tried to replace it and make things better, because the Note 7 is a really good phone. But it doesn't matter how good the thing is, if it bursts into flames, it blows up. And obviously, it has scared enough people to where now all four carriers are offering this exchange for those replacement Note 7s, the ones that work, the ones that aren't defective anymore. Now, you can go ahead and exchange those for a different phone of equal value that hopefully won't explode. This is all four major carriers, and that's a pretty major deal. And I understand I've been getting a lot of hate from a couple people specifically that just think I have an issue with Samsung. Guys, I love Samsung. I don't have an issue with Samsung at all. This, though, is an issue. Their phones blowing up is an issue. And there's a guy that keeps over and over again almost every day being like, well, an iPhone blew up. Cool. When all four major carriers see this as a big of an issue as it is for Samsung and they start allowing you to exchange iPhones, then talk to me about this. This is a real issue. I'm reporting the news. I'm not making this shit up. I like Samsung. Stop thinking I don't. Okay, keeping the Samsung train rolling so we can offend some more people, let's answer two questions from the previous episode. Number one from Devin, do you think Samsung should completely stop selling the Note 7? Why or why not? And from Jonas Gamal, with all this bad publicity, how long will it take for Samsung to get rid of the Note 7? Both of those are great questions, and regardless of what I think and regardless of what I think should happen, it would take a crazy amount of more reports of the replacement Note 7s blowing up for them to just stop selling it entirely and to give up on that phone. Because I've, like I said, that is a good phone, and it would just be an insane loss in terms of money for them to just stop selling the phone entirely, to just completely pull it. Unfortunately, though, it seems like carriers are stepping up and trying to keep everyone safe. I hate to put it that way, but it seems like the carriers are the ones stepping up, and regardless of what Samsung wants and if they officially pull a phone, I feel like carriers will be the ones to do it first. They're already allowing that exchange to happen where if you don't trust your phone, if you're afraid to keep it, you can exchange it and get a new phone. So if anything, it would be the carriers to stop selling this phone before Samsung does. Either way, this is not good, and it's kind of sad. Not like, oh my God, huh, Samsung, you suck. That's sad. This is just a sad thing for Samsung, period. Like, I actually feel bad for Samsung. If you have a question you want to be featured on the next episode of Front Page Tech, just leave it down in the comment section below with the hashtag AskFPT. Well, guys and girls, that is the show. Hopefully you liked it, you learned something. If you did, be sure to hit the subscribe button down below, click it, a ticket, and also follow us on Twitter for all things Front Page Tech, updates and tweets from the team at Front Page Tech on Twitter. Of course, I will see you guys on Monday. That's the next day, because that's a thing that's going to happen. And then the Front Page Tech thing won't be a thing on the weekend thing, so it'll be Monday. I'll see you Monday.